Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're live from the Liberty Forum, the 2015 edition of the event. And it's, as usual, a pleasure to be here among friends, old and new. Lots of different people will be here throughout the weekend. Great speakers will be presenting. There will be panel discussions. I myself will be on one of those panels. Lots of great vendors. Of course, the vendor area is going to open up tomorrow, and that's probably where I'll be spending most of my time working the Free Keen table here, which is something I like to do because I'm kind of a bit of an introvert, and it's a good way for me to get in front of new people is to just sit at the table and let them come talk to me about whatever, you know, Free Keen, etc. So you can go and check out freekeen.com. That's my blog, and we're here all week. Weekend at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's the first time the Liberty Forum has ever been in Manchester, the first time at this hotel. It's the largest event space in New Hampshire, and the event has grown to the point where they need that. So come on up and join us. It's actually, I would say, more affordable than ever to attend the Liberty Forum. I think ticket prices were kept down this year. In fact, they were even giving away tickets. Anybody who's a student can get a ticket for free. In fact, Liberty Phoenix, one of the new movers for the Free State Project, he said that he sent the organizer a message. The organizer of Liberty Forum, saying he's a student at Khan Academy, and he got a free ticket to Liberty Forum. So it's that easy to get a ticket to Liberty Forum this year, which is, I think, fantastic. Ian and Mark in the studio here with you as we launch into the third hour. Mark, can you reintroduce our guest for listeners just tuning in?
Right. It's Peter St. Ange, and he's a fellow at the Mises Institute. And, Peter, the Mises Institute is known for its support of Austrian economics. And
right.
That term comes up here on Free Talk Live on a relatively regular basis. But to your description, what separates Austrian economics from sort of regular economics?
Right. So,
do you people add differently?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the new math?
Yeah. Right. So it's funny. So Austrian economics, I would prefer it be called classical, frankly. But Austrian economics is basically...
It's much more accurate just to call it classical economics.
Yeah. So Austrian is, you know, continuing basically about a 400-year tradition of economics. Right. So, any of you who had the misfortune... to have to sit through an economics class in school probably learned that, you know, econ started with Adam Smith. This is false, right? Economics is a much, much longer history. But if we sort of peg modern economics, we'd probably be looking at about 400 years ago with the scholastics. Anyway, there was this long kind of evolutionary process that was very nicely scientific where people came up with ideas and then, you know, they were tested or they were discussed. And if they were bad, they were discarded. So anyway, there was this very nice edifice built up over centuries of economic knowledge. And in the wake of World War One, there were a number of characters who called themselves totalitarians at the time.
Really?
They
called themselves that?
Totalitarianism? No. I'm saying that there were these bad guys who called themselves totalitarians. So, you know, Wilson, Woodrow Wilson would be among these.
He called himself a totalitarian.
I don't know that there was a specific case of him calling himself a totalitarian in public. But the early progressives were very fond of the concept of totalitarianism. It was a left-wing concept, right? It kind of became a dirty word after it was adopted by, people who we now think are evil. But at any rate, these totalitarians, their idea was that all of society had to be united together.
Yeah.
Right? So society
was essentially
elected.
Fascism. I mean, we understand it today.
Yes, exactly. Right. And Jonah Goldberg had a great book out a couple of years ago, Liberal Fascism, where he was tracing through the connections between progressivism and fascism. But at any rate, so there was this group of evil characters, and they wanted the state to essentially take over everything. Right. And among the more interesting and profitable things to take over are the economy. Right. And so they came up with various justifications why the state could do a better job of running our lives than we could do for ourselves. Right. And so, you know, the sort of version of that that was used for the macroeconomy was what we now call Keynesianism. right? So, you know, the core...
After Maynard Keynes.
After John Maynard Keynes.
Yeah,
right.
John Maynard Keynes, excuse me.
Who was merely repeating kind of this old, you know, I mean, long-standing justification for why the state should take things over. But the core of
Keynes... But the state had been involved in economics for a very long time, licensing
right.
and allowing. I mean, the King of England decided who was going to be able to sell the furs and how the nobles got to do, you know, manage their groves and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Right. So since forever, the state had been basically auctioning off privileges.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what a license is, right? A license is the government comes in and takes your right away and then sells it back to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And then the sort of great innovation, you know, the reason why these characters around World War One were so dangerous is because they had the idea, well, rather than taking these various rights and auctioning them off one by one, let's change the relationship. Right, where now the state is going to pilot the economy, right? The state's going to make these big decisions. And so when you're talking about the macroeconomy, the decisions to be made are things like interest rates and tax rates and things like this. But at any rate, this idea that the state would do a better job of running our economic lives was at odds with, you know, centuries of economic theory. And so those few of us who disagreed with this idea, right, today we call ourselves Austrian economists. But really, so, you know, that's sort of the evolutionary difference between the two, right? But in terms of actually what we believe, right, so, that, you know, there are basically two core ideas, right? So one of them is that Austrians believe that people make the smartest decisions about their economic lives.
As opposed to governments.
As opposed to governments, mm-hmm. right? So we don't think that bureaucrats are... smarter.
It seems obvious. Maybe it's just to me or to people like us, because it seems obvious that you're the best person to make decisions about your life. How could some other bureaucrat who probably doesn't even know who you are begin to make an accurate decision for what's best for you? It's just ridiculous.
Right, you would think. And, you know, their argument is that they're experts. Right, so
right.
you know,
I'm from out of town.
Yeah, right. So you know, standard people are idiots. You know, we don't know what's good for ourselves.
You hear this all the time, right? Like this mm-hmm. is the justification for all kinds of influences in the marketplace, and it's really like if you look at, say, Social Security, for instance. This is a really good one. You people out there are not smart enough to handle your retirement, so we will give you a very bad retirement program that everybody has to pay in for. That is sexist. It's racist. It's bigoted towards rich people. It has all these bad things in it. But you'll love it because we're taking the decision away from you. But wait a second. We're people. We can make decisions. You're people. You can make decisions. How come you get to make the decisions about what I do with my retirement? You're going to take this money away from me, and I can't put it in a better investment.
Right. Exactly. Right. And, you know, it's also very dangerous, right? It's a slippery slope, right? So once you start... You know, once the state starts second-guessing people's decisions, where does that end, right? So
it doesn't.
Right, yeah, so it's a very anti-freedom concept. In terms of methodology between Austrian and Keynesian, probably the single biggest difference is that Austrians, because we follow, you know, the sort of traditional economics, we think that the way that people get rich is by producing things. Right, so, you know, the focus in Austrian
economics.
That sounds
like it,
economics.
Right? Like capital is wealth, right?
Right, and then, you know, so on the Keynesian side, the sort of general idea is that the way that people get rich is by buying things, by consuming things. Right, and so, you know, it sort of, again, this is a concept that should be pretty obvious to people, right? So, you know, if you're poor and you want to get richer, then you should not go out and buy a swimming pool on credit.
Yeah.
Right, you should build something, build a business or learn a skill.
But the Keynesians would say, well, we're only talking about governments that can sort of print money on their own or whatever. Is the idea that they just, you know, they make this new project, a bunch of people get put to work or whatever, and everything's awesome.
Right. So the idea is pump priming. Right. So, you know, what they would say is that if you get somebody to buy something, right, so, you know, you have a poor person, you lend him the money for a swimming pool, he buys the swimming pool, now the swimming pool guy gets some money, right, and then he spends it at 7-Eleven, and then the 7-Eleven guy gets a haircut and whatever, right, so the idea is that, you know, you get this pump priming, and then once the juice has gone through the system, now it's going to be this great spiraling upwards.
And since the pump was primed really well in 2006, why didn't the pump just keep pumping?
Exactly.
This
right.
is the boom-bust cycle, and this is sort of what goes on when you allow governments to, you know, try to control the economy. You have, you know, these industries will just shoot right up, and then they can't handle it. They don't have the support structure, and they fall back down to earth.
Peter, can we keep you for another segment here?
Yeah, absolutely.
More with Peter St. Ange, and I know that I made a note because earlier you said you wanted to talk about how politicians aren't actually statists, and I don't think we've gotten to that yet, right?
No, we haven't yet.
Good. I want to do that. Coming up here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're waiting for you there. You can just go and enjoy. You can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website, and then other listeners can vote. You vote up if you like, down if you don't, and submit whatever you darn well please. It's a Reddit-based system, and it's totally free. So go and get interactive, freetalklive.com.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Well, do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know, you love to look at them. You'll scoot forward there at the stoplight to get a good look. And you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. It's fun to just scroll through them and see them there. LibertyStickers.com.
Yes. All right. So continuing here with Peter St. Ange, welcome back to Free Talk Live. And welcome to New Hampshire, by the way. You said previously that you've only been here previously as a five-year-old. So probably,
yeah,
not too, probably not too memorable last time around.
No, it wasn't. But I wanted to mention, though, on this trip, it was pretty funny. There were a number of us coming up from Acapulco.
Mm.
And what was funny is that the trip was very smooth while we were going through Mexico. And then as soon as we got to New York, I mean, honestly, it felt like we were coming into a third world country.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you know, you just look around, everything's decrepit. You know, you're coming in from the airport, mm-hmm. JFK, right? You're going through Queens. There's all these disgusting buildings, these sort of, you know, like nothing's really been built there in the past 50 years, maybe.
Mm.
So getting to Penn Station, right, all of the trains are like, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour late. All the commuters don't seem surprised, right? There wasn't much snow in New York. Okay, so I gather this is normal. The commuters didn't seem frustrated, so this seems pretty normal. Everybody's sitting on the floor, kind of trying to avoid eye contact with the addicts roaming around, trying to bum cigarettes. And I'm just looking at this scene, right, and I'm comparing it to where I just came from Mexico, right, where everything's new, everything's beautiful, people are very polite.
I saw a few bombed-out buildings there in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. Occasionally you do have a building that looks New York-style in Mexico. So I mean, it was just shocking. You know, everything in Mexico was working smooth as a fiddle, and then New York is where everything just fell apart.
Wow. And now you're here in New Hampshire, which is a little different from New York.
Yeah, New Hampshire is definitely a recovery, yeah. So it's nice to be back in civilization.
Well, I think the Mercatus Center ranks New York as either 49th or 50th. I think it might be 50th.
I think it's 50th, yeah.
Out of
California's 49th and yeah. Illinois' 48th, I think.
It's the freedom rankings for the different states. So
yeah, freedom in the 50 states.
Right, which is understandable because, like, there's not that much money in New York, so, you know.
At least not in the hands of the people. There's plenty of money in the hands of the politicians there. So, Peter St. Ange, you've covered a variety of different topics here tonight, mainly the people versus the gatekeepers, which is a topic you'll be discussing at your speech here at Liberty Forum. Which day are you speaking, by the way?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning at 11.
All right, good. All right, so tell me, you wanted to discuss politicians and their self-interest. You claim they're not statists. And what is a statist?
Okay, right. So in my mind, a statist is somebody who believes that the government is the solution to every problem, right, that the government always knows better than the rest of us. Now, politicians often adopt statist views, obviously, right? They're, you know, in a way the definition of what a statist is. But the point that I want to highlight is that politicians are – prostitutes is a strong word. But anyway, politicians have their own interests in mind, right?
It's also into working girls and guys. And
That's right. Who make an honest buck.
Right. Yeah, we're all selling time in our bodies to some extent.
Right. So, you know, politicians are self-interested, and a politician will sell the state down the river if it keeps our jobs. Okay? The fact that politicians are so, and of course I don't mean all politicians. There are some wonderful politicians in this world, obviously. However,
you can count them on one hand.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So in the vast majority of cases, the fact that politicians are self-interested is actually quite useful. Okay? It's quite beautiful, right?
Mm.
If the job of a competent politician is to go out, find a parade, and get in front of it, okay, it means that we don't actually have to fight these politicians. They're not necessarily the bad guy.
You just have to make a parade.
You just got to make a parade. That's exactly it.
You know what? That's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. I don't know how intimately familiar you are with the Free State Project, but you know, for our listeners who are new to it, the idea is that we want to bring as many liberty-minded people to the same geographic area, that being New Hampshire, and be active, as humanly possible, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And I think that what you're saying is there's evidence for it here. Because we actually have some great activist-based organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, for instance, a group formed by Free State Project participants, who they give a report card out every year that gives a grade of A through F, and then below F it's constitutional threat. So they give a ranking to every single one of these politicians. There's over 400 state reps and senators here in New Hampshire. This is a monumental task. They look at all of the voting records of all these politicians, and then they give them these report cards. These guys, a lot of them, are really concerned with how well they do on this report card, because they know that the Liberty community is growing and influential here, and they want, you know, if they're even semi-liberty oriented, they want these libertarians working on their campaigns.
Many of them see
that
they're not going to stop this growth either.
Right.
They see that the handwriting on the wall.
So I think you were starting to see that kind of pandering towards the Liberty community for the first time ever, because, you know, everywhere else, libertarians can't even get a foothold. But here in New Hampshire, we actually have voluntarists, anarchists, you know, pure libertarians being elected. And so I think they see the writing on the wall, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people in the Liberty movement are kind of high IQ, right? Some people, I think we have more than our fair share of sort of hyper-rational people. And to a rational person, something like a political demonstration just seems like fluffery sometimes, right? You know, somebody with a kind of engineer mindset is thinking, what good is this, right? And, there's a scene in the Broadway musical Rent, okay, which is kind of an iconic, cultural thing for the left. And to me, what's kind of fascinating about that show is that sort of the core goal there is that they're all trying to save a demonstration, fundamentally, right? So, there's some demonstration that they're all going to conduct, and they're trying to make this thing go through. And I think that for a lot of people on our side, sort of hyper-rational people, it's kind of hard to grant a demonstration, right? what are you going to do with that, right? But I think that, on the other hand, okay, the last real political revolution that we've had in this country were the progressives. And, I mean, they ran the field, right? They were extremely successful. And that's the exact kind of stuff they used. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What it's about is creating these parades that, I don't know if the term is intimidation or attract, but at any rate, those parades are what takes over politicians. And, the beauty of it is that it's a lot easier to harness a politician than it is to kick them out of office, right? If you're trying to get rid of them, right, if you say get rid of all the bums, they're your sworn enemies. It's going to be a lot harder. They're going to marshal all their resources against you. On the other hand, if you can go in there and try to cut some deal, that's their bread and butter. So the deal is, look, you get rid of X law, Y rule, they would love to work with you. So...
This is reminding me of is Mitt Romney and the last political thing going on there. Is he was just sort of smug about Ron Paul all the way through, kind of chuckling at him and that kind of thing. And then at the very end, in the last debate against Obama, he's like, "And why are we invading all these countries anyway?" He's like, a complete 180 with the intention of sort of snapping up the libertarians that were going to vote for Ron Paul or something.
Peter St. Ange, it's been great having you on Free Talk Live. Give me a website so people can follow you or.
Most of what I do is over at profitsofchaos.com.
Profits with an F.
That's with an F.
Profits. What was it? Profits.
Profitsofchaos.com.
Of chaos. Thank you. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of interesting people that we'll be talking to throughout the weekend. This is night one of three live from the 2015 Liberty Forum. And it's always a blast to be here with what will inevitably be hundreds of liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel together here in downtown Manchester. Went out with some of the activists for some sushi tonight. Mark, you actually went to the official dinner that
yeah.
they had here in the hotel.
Barbecue.
You can do it different ways. That actually sounds really good. You can do it different ways. You know, you can actually come here and get a ticket that is just a basic ticket. It'll just get you in. You can go see all the speeches and panel discussions. And then there's the full-on, you know, meal ticket. I don't know if you can get that this late in the game, but you might be able to. So you pay a little bit more for that, and then you can go to all the banquet dinners and that kind of thing. And those are fun, too, because then you sit down at a table with people you don't know, and then you kind of have to get to know them or sit quietly and listen to everyone else talk. So it's a lot of fun to be here, and you can go to nhlibertyforum.com to go and learn more about the event, learn about some of the great guest speakers that they're having here at the forum, and we've been talking to some of them throughout the evening here tonight. William Thomas is up next with us here, but Mark, do you have anything to tell us about here first?
Yeah, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're going to be heading out there at the end of the month.
Busy month.
Yeah, it's a busy month. March the 28th through the 29th, we're going to be out in Austin, Texas, at the Moody Theater. It's in downtown Austin for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. And I think that this is truly the premier Bitcoin event. And the reason for that is they've got the $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, where geniuses are creating new ideas that can use the blockchain technology to make our lives better. And last year they gave it $1 million. They split it among four groups with ideas, and it was really fantastic. This year, they're going to be doing the same thing. It's going to be David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy. We found out that Vitalik Buterin's not coming, but Anthony DiIorio is coming.
Hey, that guy's cool.
Charlie Shrim will...
Did you confirm him?
Yes, he will be coming.
How is that going to be possible? He's supposed to be in prison.
It's another month he's got before he has to report.
Motion to continue.
Yeah, whatever it might be.
Gotcha.
So, TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. If you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, you'll get $25 off of your admission. It's coupon code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com.
We have William Thomas with us here, and you're one of the folks from the Atlas Society. William, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's your role with Atlas Society?
Well, I'm officially called the Director of Programs, and that basically means I write everything from academic articles to popular blogs, give talks, and organize conferences and manage other things, too.
You got your hands full over there. Well, welcome. Is this your first time in New Hampshire, or have you been here before?
Oh, no, I've been here before.
Okay, well, welcome back. You're going to be speaking tomorrow morning, as I'm told, about objectivism against anarchy?
Yeah. Or
sounds controversial.
Well, the problem with anarchy.
Can you give me an executive summary of what you might be talking about?
Sure. I'm going to talk about reasons why the anarchist idea that we can have a stable, rights-respecting society without something that is definitionally what I would call a government isn't going to work. And it's not going to work basically because the rule of law itself, it requires stable, consistent, and coercive enforcement. And the idea that there can be a market for government services is deeply problematic because a market exists in an environment of trade where trade is voluntary exchange to mutual benefit, but that's exactly what you're not doing when you're trying to decide the rules of government, decide how rights apply, decide what the law will or won't protect.
Well, what is
because if you disagree over those things, the solution ultimately is who can force the other person to accept the rules that they want to enforce, because what you're negotiating over is the rules that are going to be enforced in society.
Right, that's what the state is. But is the state therefore legitimate in all areas that it is currently occupying, or is it only legitimate in some of the areas it's occupying? And if it is only legitimate in some of the areas, then don't we get to debate which those areas are and, you know, that kind of thing? I mean, it's kind of confusing to me. So is it legitimate in all the areas it's in currently?
Well, currently the government involves itself in basically every single aspect
right.
of our lives.
Absolutely.
And I think most libertarians agree that we ought to have a society that is fundamentally based in a law whose standard is that no one should initiate force against anyone else, and a set of institutions that uphold the protection of contracts, the protection of property, the protection of freedom of expression, these elements. And that means that when we think of what you might call the government, it would be what we, you know, was traditionally called the night watchman state at most. It would be an institution that has some kind of courts. It has to decide what the law is and holds. It has some kind of enforcement mechanism like the police. And it can defend itself. It has something like a military.
But why couldn't there be competition in those areas? I mean, I personally am not, I don't like the term anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual. Why is it that those things that you mentioned, courts or police, couldn't have competing factors in a marketplace? I mean, wouldn't it be a given that, you know, protection service A, B, and C would all agree that, you know, murder is a bad thing?
Yeah, but would they agree that abortion should be permitted?
Probably
would they agree what the standard of libel is? Will they agree what constitutes child abuse? Will they agree that limited liability corporations should be allowed?
There are states currently that don't agree on those things, right? Like there's some states where abortion's illegal, and some there's some states where abortion's legal. There are some states where you're allowed to spank your child, or some states where you're not allowed to spank your child. What happens when, you know, currently when the states disagree? Not much.
Well, for one thing, the issue of what states in the U.S.
No, I meant states as in organizations that kind of claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass.
Yeah, but they all have separate landmasses, right? The tricky part is having them have jurisdiction over the same landmass. That's where things get complicated.
Right. The points of friction currently between existing geographic states are pretty limited. There are a lot of them, but they're pretty limited.
But they are the
limited
ones that you pointed out. I mean,
If you have competing institutions, all of whom are trying to enforce the law over the same geography and ultimately the same populations, because if someone belongs to a different defense agency but I think they violated my rights, I damn well want my defense agency to defend my rights.
Yeah, I think that sometimes a defense agency is going to take discretion's the better part of valor. If so, for instance, I'm living on the state line between New Hampshire and Canada, and I've got a girlfriend who lives in Canada, and we have sex, and she gets pregnant, she decides she wants to get an abortion. New Hampshire's not going to do anything about her abortion over there, even though it's a mile away. Maybe my defense agency wouldn't defend my progeny in her belly if it were in the same geographic area because they're competing. I mean, I would think that there's sometimes they're just not willing to take it on because this is war, right? That's what it is. That's how states solve their problems is war.
Well, of course, you're just pointing out that the United States and Canada don't solve all their problems by war, although they used to. And the thing is, though, I think people fail to appreciate the degree to which you can, with many points of friction, with many areas of disagreement, the possibility that some group will be intransigent, that some people will think there are principles I really do want to fight over.
Mm-hmm.
These really matter. When you're committing abortion, you're murdering people.
Yeah, they'll say that.
When you're raising your child your way, you're abusing those children. When you form that limited liability corporation, you're denying responsibility for your actions.
William, I think you bring up some really interesting points, and I'm looking forward to the question and answer session after your speech tomorrow at Liberty Forum. Thanks for being with us from the Atlas Society at atlassociety.org. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Liberty Forum, version 2015. It's been great so far, and it's really not even gotten started yet. We've just been doing radio all afternoon, and I think there's some kind of an improv thing happening right now, which sounds like it could be a lot of fun. But this is sort of the, you know, get to know people slow night, and then the event actually really gets started tomorrow morning, bright and early. There will be hundreds of people here in the Manchester Radisson Hotel, right on the, it's not really called Main Street. It's called Elm Street, but it's essentially the Main Street here in Manchester, the biggest city in New Hampshire, the largest hotel, the largest convention space. I'm excited to be here, and we'll be talking with all kinds of interesting folks all weekend.
Interesting little fact about the Main Street here in New Hampshire. Elm Street is one of the very few, I think it's the only Main Street in America that is dead-ended on either end.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't you feel more enlightened?
I don't think I've gone that far down Elm Street before. Someone
you wouldn't have known just because you got there.
So Mark and Ian in studio here on our remote broadcast, and we will be here for the remaining two nights of Liberty Forum. This is night one of three, and we've got our special guest, third microphone, where Dale Everett is joining us from Flaming Freedom. Hey, Dale.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's great to have you back on the show. And, of course, you are on episode number 5 of the third iteration of Flaming Freedom tonight. Will tonight be episode 5?
I think
5?
You're right. I think it's the fifth one since we started back recently.
So this Flaming Freedom is a show that started... Did it start on LRN, or did you guys start it as a podcast and then I picked it up?
We did later? Start on LRN. I think because I had been on FTL for a long time, I kind of got an early
start. You
had
the cred.
Yeah, I was able to get in there because I'd done FTL. Yeah.
So you used to host with us regularly here on Free Talk Live. You started Flaming Freedom a couple years ago at least now, if not two or three. It seems like it's been a while. And it went for a while and then stopped for a little while and then came back for a little while and then went away. And now it's on its third iteration.
I don't know that it's on.
Yeah, because
I really changed schedules a lot. But
well, at least you stopped on LRN for a while. I think you did continue podcasting for a period of time.
We continued the show, but we stopped being on LRN, yeah.
And now you're back after actually having a high. Us. And
wait a second. Flaming Freedom's currently on LRN.fm?
You seriously didn't know that?
No, it seems like a terrible
idea. I've told you to listen to the show, Mark.
I listened to the show. That doesn't mean it's on LRN.fm.
Yeah, I specifically told
you. It's a terrible idea, you said?
Yeah, look at me, the things that you guys talk about.
I specifically told you, Mark, that you should listen because it's really entertaining.
I hear that.
So you must not have been paying attention when I told you about that. But, yeah, it's live on LRN.FM Thursday nights, which is tonight, 10 to midnight Eastern time. And if
for folks who are listening now, if you just stay on LRN, we'll be right after this show.
If you're listening on our radio stations, then you'll have to actually go to LRN.FM, but I'm sure our stations don't want me saying that. Anyway, your show cannot be on the radio because...
Not as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were going to be on the radio, we would certainly clean up our act.
Yeah, well, that's...
We'd have to.
And it's the most... It's the gayest show that is on the radio, period, in anywhere. It's more gay...
I hope that we can... I hope that we are. I mean, and that's big... That sounds like some big shoes to fill.
I think it's
a big... Yeah.
Something to fill.
A big claim, but we'll see.
So it was pretty gay before, because Flaming Freedom is all about, you know, gay men and women, LGBTQ, not just gay people, but all over the letters. Spectrum.
Yeah, all the perversions.
Right. you even had a straight guy on the other week.
I love it when we get straight guys on. Like, having one token straight guy on the show is awesome. And it's not quite the same having a straight woman. It's different.
No?
They're close.
Okay.
We're closer to gay men, like a straight woman, right? But something about a straight guy, it's very different. There's something about, there's a lot more taboos attached to being a straight guy in society, I think.
And you guys have managed, with Derek J., who's our Monday night co-host on Free Talk Live, sort of taking the lead role with Flaming Freedom recently.
Yeah.
The show has gone in a different direction, and it's become more gay than ever. I mean,
it's more about sex than it has. I mean, it's still, we talk about liberty subjects some, but Derek really wants it to be a show about sex.
And unfortunately, you just aren't engaging in that because you're not having any, apparently. I've been listening.
Yeah, well, I was just on Rebel Love's show just the other night, and he was talking about being poly, Robert, being poly, and I said, I'm engaging exactly, and I'm engaging in this alternate lifestyle of uniamorous, which is just me,
So that was interesting.
Sounds better than just saying I'm not getting any.
Well, no, I thought that was an interesting discussion because it was clarified you don't mean you're asexual. You still have sexual desire. You know, you probably play with yourself, et cetera, and all that. But
you're making this sound really awesome.
You said you would still date someone or have sex with somebody if they sort of fell into your lap, literally.
Yes, they'd almost have to fall into my lap. I'm not pursuing it in any
way,
shape, or form.
You're not on Tinder, Grindr, or doing anything like that. So it's really interesting listening to you and Derek and your other guests that you have on. But you and Derek have this interaction that is so different. That, you know, he's having this lifestyle where he's just having sex all over the place and he's just all. And then when I remember the first episode, he was so shocked that you weren't doing that. Like, I guess he figured you were living the same kind of lifestyle, and you're like, I don't even go out anymore.
I got on Grindr and, didn't run the app again after, the first couple of times.
And listening to his reaction was just so funny, because I don't think he expected it. I don't think he knew.
He still keeps wanting to talk about, whatever underwear we're wearing each night. And I'm like...
You're going to do that tonight, right? Y'all are going to...
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure he will.
Because it's a new thing with Flaming Freedom, is they'll show off their underwear. Because you guys have a video feed as well.
Yes.
So they will show off their underwear.
So not tonight,
what do you mean by show
not
off
tonight.
Your underwear?
I don't think we're going to have a video feed tonight.
Oh, okay. But for the audience, they will.
Sure, if you're here.
Yeah.
What do you mean by show off your underwear? Does this mean
is that confusing?
Pulling up a little, like a waistband?
Stick around. You'll find out.
I didn't have any good underwear. I told them my own underwear is boring, so I just showed some skin. There you go.
That makes everybody feel better? Okay.
I guess.
All right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I basically said I'm kind of not, I don't want to do Flaming Freedom. I don't want to drive it. I want to be the person in the driver's seat. But if someone else will pick it up, then I'll come and be a co-host. But I did explain that as soon as I walk out the door, I'm done. I'm not still. So it's really Derek. I'm letting Derek drive it.
So Derek's sort of on top.
Yeah, he gets to decide, essentially. He's the final word on what we end up talking about. So it ends up being whatever date life he's had that week is what's going to be talked about.
It's looking like you may be in charge of the show tonight. It's 10 minutes till airtime here, and the man of the hour has not arrived.
Well, I've got Lauren with me. She's awesome. So we'll be good. We'll be good.
So flamingfreedom.com, listeners can go there at any time and watch past episodes, download things. So what are you excited about this weekend? I mean, you've been to a lot of these Liberty Forums.
Oh, gosh.
What are you looking forward to?
What am I excited about? Well, I'm kind of hoping that there's going to be more partying than Porkfest is a huge party, like, mm-hmm. for a solid week. And I'm used to conventions. I said this, I believe, on the show once, that I'm used to conventions. I'm a big nerd, and I go to all these nerdy conventions that are Comic-Con-style conventions. Okay. And there's one called Dragon Con in Atlanta and things like that. And these things are from... As soon as it's dark out, there are a dozen room parties at any point in time, and
geek parties, huh?
Yeah, you just walk in, you just find out the room number from a big board that has like little people stick up little ads about their room parties, and
so
there's a
like
theme,
the
like a Battlestar Galactica one, and then there's a furry one maybe, mm-hmm. and whatever, and then you go and you check it out and you party hop, and I'd like to see something like that at Liberty Forum.
You'll have to start it.
I wonder. Well, I was trying to do a butt waxing party. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it ended up being.
I'm not going to get involved. I can tell you that.
Well, the funny thing, this is another thing. The difference between Derek and I, and the difference between Derek and me, excuse me, is that he immediately attached all this sexual stuff to that, and I'm like, no, it's just grooming. We're just going to groom. Yeah. Like, it's hard to wax your own behind.
Getting rid of hair is not sexy. I don't know.
It's also hard to do on your behind. You can't get and see and reach and.
It's
waxing's
tricky.
Complicated, so it's like,
I don't know if
you
wanna,
scratch my back, I scratch yours, only it's butt waxing.
I don't know if I'd want to mix that activity with alcohol. I mean, you know, razors and...
Well, we do the drinking after.
I don't know if I want to mix that activity with anybody else.
You do it after.
Anybody else.
And Derek was like, that's going to turn into a big orgy. I'm like, no, it's not, Derek. What are you talking about? And he's like, Dale, you're so... naive. Like, that's going to be the orgy party. And I'm like,
going
okay,
through the list of people I've met in my life and having them butt wax my butt. I'm not comfortable with that. I suppose if you pay somebody specifically to do the task.
Well, that's what we, if it happens, it will be at a salon, but I haven't arranged it and it's already Thursday, so I'm not sure if this party is going to happen.
Yeah.
It would be like, we go to the salon, we make sure they're okay with us filming it for like a YouTube video. Mm. We can blur out things if we have to. And then we come back to the hotel and celebrate our nice, smooth, shiny buttocks.
Well, you can show cheeks on YouTube, I think. No problem.
A little bit of cheek, sure.
Yeah, it's just the
you gotta be careful,
intimate,
you know,
parts that they get a little issue. Hey, he's walking in now.
Yes.
Derek J has
the
arrived.
The show is saved. The show will go on.
All right, so we're out of time for Free Talk Live tonight, but we'll be back here live tomorrow night for night number 2 of 3, and I'm sure we'll have all kinds of interesting guest speakers, and of course we can still talk to you, and we'll look forward to doing that then. In the meantime, you can join us online at Free Talk Live. Live.com, and if you want to check out Flaming Freedom, they'll be up next on LRN.FM. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow from Liberty Forum 2015.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776.
269-409-1776 today.